Hello, everyone, and welcome to this month's Full Moon Meditation, The Transformative Power of Presence. This is Dave Krajovic of AscensionBreathing.com. I'm here with my partner, Pat, and we'll be guiding you through this month's meditation, as I said, The Transformative Power of Presence. So that really leads us to the question, what is presence? And why would I want to go there? I'm sure many of you have heard of Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now, where he talks about there is only this moment and all power arises from this moment. And that really is what the power of presence is. It's accessing your power as your true self, the I Am Presence. So what is the energy that we call the I Am Presence? It is in essence the power of the soul, which can only be accessed in this moment now. And basically what we're saying is that humanity tends to live, not tends to, mostly lives in the past or the future. Thoughts wander, keeping us from the present moment, and it is the only time which you can calm down, become silent enough, still enough, to hear the calling of your soul. So the key to accessing this place is to let go of thought, to be able to rise above thought, to not attach to thought, and to have the experience that you are not the thoughts that are roaming around in your head. The ego mind would have you believe that you are your thoughts, that you're not good enough, or that this person or that person is responsible for your happiness or your sadness. This is the realm of the ego mind, but it is limited, and it will always, always bring you to a point where there is never enough in the now. Even society and the businesses and the marketing of products always tell you that happiness comes in the future. If you only get this new car, you'll be happy. If you only take this new drug, then you'll be happy. It's all about the future. It's all about tomorrow. It's never about now, and it's an illusion. So to come into the power of now means that you have to let go of all those attachments of thought. The fact that you are alive now means that you are deserving of all the good, all the abundance the universe has to offer you. And it's an infinite supply. It cannot run out. And the universe wants you to be abundant, wants you to be healthy, wants you to be joyful. But it can't do that if you're blocking it. And you're blocking it when you allow your mind, when you allow your energies to be in the past or the future.
I think a common scenario for most of us is that we have a thought about something that happened in the past that upsets us, or that we regret, or that we have fear around. And we chew on that, and we make it grow, and we give it energy, and we keep recycling that thought in our head, and it leads to a feeling, and then that feeling grows, and the thought, then the feeling, and then more thought, and then more thought, and then more feeling. And the next thing you know, we're totally embroiled in something in the past that has no relevance to now, and certainly can deter us from being in the now and from moving forward in our life.
Yeah, and I like what you said about the recycling of the thought. It just keeps going and going and going, and it builds on itself.
It does. And before you know it, it becomes obsessive and compulsive, and you can't get it out of your head. And you've built these stories that have these feelings, and you've made a situation that's actually real, when in fact it's something you're creating in your own head. And while it sounds like it's easy to just turn it off, sometimes it isn't. It takes practice. And I think most of us need to work at being in the present moment and letting go of these thoughts which create these feelings, which creates these thoughts, which create these feelings. But we can do it using, guess what?
I don't know. Tell me.
The power of our breath.
And why is that? Because the breath is the single greatest and single easiest tool to put you in the present moment. But it's very hard to do when these thoughts are recycling around and around like that. The thoughts are very limiting. Consider that, you know, many times I'm sure you can experience having a problem. You're unable to solve the problem. You go home from work, you still can't solve the problem. You might be mulling it around in the car ride home. You get home, nothing happens, still have the problem, still mulling it around. You go to sleep, you get up in the morning, even maybe thinking of the problem, but you get in the shower. And somehow the warmth of the shower just puts you in how good that feels. And you become present with what's going on, how good it feels to be in the shower, how refreshing, how revigorating it is. And then all of a sudden, without even thinking about the problem, a solution appears. And the reason this happened is because you come into the present moment. And when you're in the present moment, all information, all potential is available to you. The body-mind already knows what the question is or what the problem is. And therefore, it's already working on the solution. You just have to quiet yourself down to let it in. And so many times, problems are solved when we're not even thinking about the problem itself. And such it is with grace and abundance that can come into your life when you just get out of the way. And this is how presence can transform anything, anytime, anywhere. When you're in the present moment, there's no judgment. There's no right or wrong. There's no better than or should have. Whatever is just is. It's incredibly free. It's very powerful. You just need to get into the space. And as we said, the best way to do that is with the breath. The breath is a powerful tool to do that. So let's get into the breath now. Let's just center ourselves. Feel grounded where we are right now. Feel the weight of the body. Just scan your body, being aware of it. Any aches or pains or tenseness or tightness. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Take another deep breath in and let it out ever more slowly. And just relax into that. And breathe and relax. Breathe and relax.
So let's begin now to connect the breath. Bringing in the inhale with no pause before you exhale. And before the exhale's finished, the inhale's begun. No pause. The breath is a circle. Connecting the inhale to the exhale, to the inhale, to the exhale. The cycle of creation, letting go and dying. The old way of being and bringing in the new on the inhale. And letting go and surrendering on the exhale. Recreate, uncreate, no pause.
To the Divine Supreme God, Divine Father, Divine Mother, to all the great spiritual beings, the angels, archangels, holy saints, ascended masters of light, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your divine blessings, divine guidance, divine assistance. We thank you for the light and love you send our way, and for clearing the obstacles to the connection to the I Am Presence. And so it is, with full faith. Amen. It is safe for me to breathe. It is safe to let go of my thoughts. It is safe to come into the present moment. There is no past. There is no future. There is only now. I let go of all previous thoughts.
I let go of all my regrets. All the woulda, shoulda, coulda, wished I woulda, I let it all go now. It makes no difference. Doesn't matter. Let it go. Let it go. I let go now with ease.
With every breath, let go of more and more thoughts. I am not my thoughts. If feelings arise, just notice them, breathe through them, and let them go. I am not my feelings. Thoughts and feelings come up. Simply focus on your breathing. Feel the breath move into the lungs, fill the body, and leave the lungs. Focus on your breath. There is nothing but the breath. I am the breath. I am the breath of life. I am one with the breath. If thoughts and feelings come up, focus on the breath. Feel the air move into the lungs. Feel the lungs expand. And feel the air move out of the lungs. Focus on the breath. There is nothing but the breath. I and the breath are one. In this moment, there is nothing but the breath. I am one with this moment. I am one with the breath. I am one with all. I am one with my soul. I am that I am.
Slow down your breathing and just breathe normally right now, allowing the breath to enter slowly, quietly, and exit slowly, quietly. Breathing in, breathing out, finding a place of gentle stillness in the breath. As the breath flows like the waves on the beach, no effort. The water comes in and the water recedes. The breath comes in and the breath goes out.
Slowly, deeply, the breath moves. Ever so slowly, silently, almost to a place of stillness, invisible silence.
And entering the stillness, and the peace and the quiet, I am one with my breath. No thoughts, just now. And the stillness. Gently and slowly bring your consciousness back to this time and place. Becoming aware of your surroundings. And gently moving your fingers and toes. And holding on to the awarenesses that you received during your meditation.
To the Divine Supreme God, Divine Father, Mother, to all the great spiritual beings who are here this evening and who are always with us, to the holy saints, the angels, the archangels, ascended masters of light, to the divine soul, the I Am Presence, we thank you for your grace and blessings. We thank you for enlightening us with the light and love of truth. We thank you for your divine guidance, for your blessings of good health and happiness, for all these gifts and the many others. We thank you, and so it is. Amen. So thank you everyone for being here this evening. We really appreciate you joining us and connecting our energies and coming into a place of peace and presence together. This is the place where we all connect to each other and find the truth of who we are, and where we find that we really are more alike than different. All gifts come from this place. So we thank you for joining us.
We are so grateful that you showed up and put aside this time to connect with your higher self and make this world a better place. It starts with you, so thank you.
Yeah, excellent. And speaking of making the world a better place, the more that meditate, the more powerful the meditation when we come together as a group. So please, you understand the value of doing this work, of uplifting your consciousness. Invite your friends, your family, anyone who is interested, because when they join, your meditation becomes more powerful, their meditation becomes more powerful, and the consciousness of the planet is changed. Even if others aren't aware of it, there is a shift, and you are the cause of that shift. So join us, get others to come too, and we'll have a grand time. And we'd like to remind you to visit our website, ascensionbreathing.com. We have quite a few new programs that are coming out this fall, many of which are part of our Inspired Life Mastery series of programs. There's a weekend at the end of September and one at the beginning of November, and some other things scattered throughout. So we hope you'll join us there. It's ascensionbreathing.com. You can reach us by calling us at 734-416-5200 to learn more about the programs or what our offerings are. You can check out our Facebook page, which is globalbreathinstitute.com, because we don't have an Ascension Breathing one yet, or our Healing Center at bodyworkshealingcenter.com. And you can email us there as well, Dave or Pat at bodyworkshealingcenter.com. So thanks again for joining us. We hope you'll join us next month, where we'll be meditating with a very special guest, Dr. Antonio Sierra, who is the creator of the mindfulness meditation system. He is a wonderful individual, and he's going to take us into the place of peace and power of the silence and stillness within.
So until then, namaste.
Namaste.